Tap WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. During a White House press conference with Israel's prime minister, President Trump says the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip and redevelop it, suggesting it could be the Riviera of the Middle East. He says Palestinians displaced by Israel's war in Gaza should be resettled outside of the war-torn territory.
We should go to other countries of interest with humanitarian hearts, and there are many of them that want to do this, and build various domains that will ultimately be occupied by the 1.8 million Palestinians living in Gaza.
Georgetown University adjunct professor Khaled El-Jindi.
It's jarring to hear the president double and triple down on this idea of uprooting an entire population of more than 2 million human beings and very casually discussing their relocation.
A Hamas official says Trump's Gaza remarks are a recipe for creating chaos in the Middle East. The Trump administration is placing USAID, direct hire staffers around the world, on leave, except for those deemed essential. CBS News has learned acting leaders of the FBI have handed over a list of agents nationwide who were part of the probe of the U.S. Capitol insurrection. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Two groups of anonymous FBI employees and agents have filed two lawsuits arguing the list that was created by FBI leadership and handed over to the Justice Department listing 5,000 plus agents and employees who were part of the January 6 investigation is a violation of their privacy, of due process, and could be a safety risk for agents and families.
It does not affect letters, rather parcels. The U.S. Postal Service says it has temporarily suspended inbound packages from China and Hong Kong posts until further notice. Los Angeles Unified Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says after the Palisades fire in Metro Los Angeles,
we believe that these will recur. These will be events that will happen again because of significant climate changes that we are all facing.
And Carvalho says future plans will include consideration of firestorms and tropical storms. The remains of all 67 victims of last week's mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport have been recovered. The salvage operation continues. Maryland officials unveil their designs for replacing Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge almost a year after the deadly collapse. Governor Wes Moore says the bridge will be taller.
It is going to increase the Port of Baltimore's container capacity by 70%. It will create more than 8,000 jobs, and it will generate more than $1 billion in private investment.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now ranked 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL. At the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No shortage of clouds overnight. Lows in the upper single digits. Our winds light. Snow will develop on Wednesday, especially in the afternoon. We'll see accumulation staying well under an inch, with afternoon highs in the upper 20s. It's 3 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll be joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to talk about immigration in the city before talking with Dr. Robert Craig about the latest threats to our democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Remind you to get moving every day.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. Well, it's getting kind of grim out there, you know. It's everything that's going on with Trump and Musk and taking our government apart. I mean, we fought a revolution to stop this, and now the oligarchs want their throne back. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, are we going to start exporting prisoners to El Salvadorian mega prisons? El Salvador's millennial dictator offers to hold American criminals in exchange for some cash. And it looks like no one can control Musk, at least according to the Washington Post. In the second hour of our program, no guests today, by the way, just you and me. In the second hour of our program, the ongoing dismantling of America is underway. Also, did you know that 60% of the 61% actually of the budget for the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, 61% of their budget right now is going to Ukraine. I think we now know why Musk and Trump are going after USAID. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, RFK Jr.'s anti-vax group paid nearly $1 million to a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct. Say what? And Trump's, in the third hour of our program, Trump's trade war, authoritarian power, and the oligarchs. Yes, the president is a malignant narcissist and sadist with an insatiable lust for power who gets pleasure out of making others squirm, at least according to Robert Reich. But there's something else. And also, Trump's guy at Treasury just shut down the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, which has claimed billions of dollars for American consumers who have been ripped off by big banks. It's amazing. And State Farm seeks an emergency 22% rate hike in California. What's this going to do to California? So a lot to talk about today. I mean, just an awful lot to talk about today. And we fought a revolution to stop this. So this is our daily take today. Now the oligarchs want their throne back. The author of the Declaration of Independence, you know, that guy, went to great lengths on numerous occasions. I wrote a book about this to point out that when he and his colleagues started the United States of America, they were explicitly rejecting in favor of an early form of democracy the men, and they were all men back then, who drove the three historic tyrannies: kings, theocrats, and oligarchs. Autocrats, popes, and the morbidly rich, basically. For 2,000 years, before Jefferson and Washington and Hamilton and Paine and Adams and Revere and their colleagues created a checks and balances system of Republican democracy, every country in the world was ruled by one of those three: by a king, a pope or a theocrat, or the rich. And today, of the 167 countries on Earth, only 74 are democracies, and only 24 are full democracies. And now, because of the Republican Party, America stands on the verge of losing that status. Theocrats have seized control of our Supreme Court, gutting the rights of women and religious, racial, and gender minorities. Members of the House and Senate are so terrified of the oligarchs funding primary challenges against them that it's been over 40 years since any major legislation has passed fulfilling the wishes of the majority of Americans. And on top of that, now we're hearing reports that many Republicans are explicitly telling reporters on the QT, you know, don't quote me, but telling reporters that they are worried about physical violence against themselves and their families from the people that Trump let out of prison if they vote against Trump. I mean, that's wild. And our White House today, you know, that's your king, right? And those are your oligarchs. And our White House today is occupied by a billionaire who believes himself to be a king. Or appears to, you know. Trump's attack on our democracy is an old story. It's played out repeatedly in various countries by every generation in the past two centuries. And it follows an absolute playbook. There are four aspects, departments, systems of governance, at least in our form of Republican democracy. And that's small r Republican. A, you know, democracy within a republic, as conservatives love to cite. And those four things are the legislative, Article 1 of the Constitution, the executive, the president, Article 2 of the Constitution, the judiciary, Article 3 of the Constitution, and the press, the First Amendment to the Constitution. Four branches, essentially. And while Democrats have been, over the last 50 years, have been focusing their efforts on, you know, electoral politics, on seizing control of the legislative and the executive branches, the right-wing billionaires who wanted to take over America and now appear to have succeeded, or are very close to having succeeded, they focused their efforts where they didn't have to win elections, other than occasionally, where really they could just do it with money. And that is corrupting the judiciary and seizing control of the press, building their own press systems, 1,500 right-wing radio stations, three right-wing television stations, Fox so-called news, Twitter and Facebook, you know, tilting hard to the right. And that, by the way, is a pattern. In other words, first, take down the press and seize the judiciary. Then you can attack the elected branches all you want. I mean, all you need to do is get elected to the executive branch, and then you can just basically neuter, castrate the legislative branch. This is exactly what Viktor Orban did in Hungary. This is exactly what Vladimir Putin did in Russia. It is what Hugo Chavez did in Venezuela. It's what Alexander Vucic did in Serbia. It's what Robert Vico did in Slovakia. And now Trump's trying to do the same. You know, you had Mitch McConnell steal two Supreme Court seats and give them to Donald Trump. And so and you've got this huge, you know, billion-dollar funded massive machine to indoctrinate and move, you know, right wingers, you know, fans of oligarchy into our court system. And you have this huge right wing media machine. They've launched now Trump is trying to, you know, really nail this stuff down. He's launching lawsuits against CBS, ABC, NBC. Robert Carr, Brendan Carr, I believe his name is, the head of the Federal Communications Commission, has announced that he is launching an investigation into NPR and public broadcasting, PBS, into them for breaking the law by accepting commercials. I mean, if they can take down NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, if they can take them down or just intimidate them, you've already got, you know, the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post on your side. You've got the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, the Fox News, all the, you know, the right-wing media that I just described. You've got all that on your side. And they can cause all of the major national media, you know, the three big television networks and CNN and MSNBC and everybody else, to basically freak out and shut up under threat of lawsuit, then they can continue. Now, the good news here is that there are two countries that have seen their democracies under attack by oligarchs and wannabe kings who have reclaimed their democracy. The first was Poland. And the reason why is because 70% of the independent media in Poland stayed independent, even after Duda took over and, you know, President Duda, and started attacking the media. And because they had an independent media in the elections in 2023, they went back to democracy. Poland did. The other country is South Korea. And again, President Yoon did not, had not succeeded in nailing down the media first. And that's why he's sitting in a jail cell right now rather than being the dictator of South Korea, which was his goal. So here we are. Jefferson was right. Without a free press, you can't have a functioning democracy. And Republicans, and Trump in particular, are doing everything they can to intimidate our press, to seize our press, to bring our independent press under control. And I'm telling you, you know, this is the independent press right here. It's all over Substack. It's all over Free Speech TV. It's on the Progressive Channel here on Sirius XM. It's on radio stations all across the country. We're small, but we're mighty, right? We still have an independent press in the United States. And as long as we do, we still may be able to lay claim to a democracy and recover our democracy. So your assignment, should you decide to accept it, Mr. Phelps, is to support independent media, to support NPR, to push back on these attempts by the Trump administration to destroy independent media in the United States. And to back our press.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're going to start exporting prisoners to El Salvador? Really? I'll tell you about that right after the break. Stay with us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. And up to, get this, 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com, code TOM. Behind the tyrant's reign, no more kings, no golden thrones. We built a land that stood alone.
To a fever dream. Then we fought a revolution to fight people like this. All the gods and shadows with an ironclad fist. They stole the courts, they're muzzling the press. And if we don't stop them, there'll be nothing left. Jefferson warned, so did
Ben. We're back 23 minutes past the hour, and amazing. This Marco Rubio right now is doing a little tour of Central America, and he just met with the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele. And this is a young guy, by the way. I believe he's in his 30s. He's a millennial. And he not only said, sure, you know, if you arrest El Salvadorans and send them back to here, we'll put them in our prison. But he said, by the way, you know, we could use a little cash. And we've got some big prisons, some nasty prisons. And if you want to send American citizens here, we will imprison them for a fee that will cost you less than it costs you to imprison them in the United States. So if it's costing you $50,000 a year to imprison somebody in the United States, we can do it here for $20,000 a year. Not, those are not numbers that he came up with. That's my for example. But this is crazy. I mean, first of all, it's illegal. You can't deport somebody. Yes, you can enslave somebody because they've been convicted of a crime. The 13th Amendment says you may do that. We never actually ended slavery in the United States. We merely shrank the category of people who are subject to it. But you can't send somebody outside the country just because they've been convicted of a crime. Although, you know, apparently Elon Musk, when this was announced on X, the president, Mr. Bukele, posted this thing on X saying, "We have offered the United States the opportunity to outsource part of its prison system. We're willing to take in only convicted criminals, including convicted U.S. citizens, into our mega prison in exchange for a fee. The fee would be relatively low." And Elon Musk replies, going, "Great." Yeah. Meanwhile, the New York Times spoke with a couple of Trump officials, people from within the White House, who are freaking out because it appears that Elon Musk has basically unlimited power. I mean, he's shutting down federal agencies. And, you know, where does he have the authority to do that? He literally does not. And yet he's doing it anyway. They're breaking the law. What are you going to do, call the FBI? The FBI is beholden to Trump now, too. I mean, if you or I showed up at the Treasury Department or USAID or the Education Department and said, "We're coming in here, we're shutting it down, we're downloading all the data off the hard drives," the FBI would arrest us. But Musk, the guy who, by the way, has massive government contracts with China and the United States, no problem, apparently. One Trump official who was not authorized to speak publicly said, "Mr. Musk," this is from the New York Times, "was widely seen as operating with a level of autonomy that almost no one can control." They add, "In his current role, Mr. Musk has a direct line to Trump and operates with little, if any, accountability or oversight, according to people familiar with the dynamic. He often enters the White House through a side entrance and drops into meetings. He has a close working relationship with Stephen Miller, who shares Mr. Musk's contempt for much of the federal workforce. And Speaker Johnson seems to be, now, the House of Representatives is supposed to be the first among equals, and the House and the Senate are supposed to be the check and balance on the power of the executive. But Mike Johnson has surrendered this. He has, he has been castrated, I guess. You know, I'm looking for words here for what the Trump administration is doing to members of Congress. We saw this morning, Bill Cassidy just surrendering. Just pathetic. He's like, you know, yes, I'm afraid that Trump will, you know, fund a primary challenge against me. He's apparently been on the phone with Trump, and he said Trump offered him some assurances. What, that he's not going to fund a primary challenge if he votes for his candidates? It's crazy. Bob Kennedy this morning passed the committee. Now it goes to the entire Senate for a floor vote. We'll see where this goes. Stay tuned. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Just a couple of other just quick data points on what Musk is doing to our government, and then I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says the U.S. should take over the Gaza Strip. Former State Department Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller isn't a fan of the plan.
Without ending the war, without freeing hostages, Middle East, at least this part of it, it's continued to be extremely unstable. It's going to create major problems for America's Arab allies.
There is fear in the FBI about a potential purge of agents who worked on the January 6th investigation. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The assistant director of the FBI's New York field office wrote to colleagues this week, "We're in the middle of a battle of our own as good people are being walked out of the FBI and others are being targeted because they did their jobs."
Los Angeles school superintendent Albert Carvalho says the city needs to better prepare for wildfires and tropical storms.
So shame on us if we did not take the appropriate steps and measures to prepare for those types of events.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL. At the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No shortage of clouds overnight. Lows of the upper single digits. Our winds light. Snow will develop on Wednesday, especially in the afternoon. We'll see accumulation staying well under an inch, with afternoon highs in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 1.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Rick.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. By the way, on my Hartman report today, our daily take, somehow, for some reason, maybe I hit the wrong button or something. I really don't know what happened. But comments were disabled. Nobody could make a comment on it. I just fixed that about 25 minutes ago. So if you're one of the people who regularly comments on our daily take and you'd like to, you know, it's working now. Just a couple of quickies here. Over at Wired magazine, they're talking about this guy who worked previously for two different Musk companies, who was given read and write access to the Treasury Department's computer system. In other words, he could actually change the code. One source said you could do anything with these privileges, including the ability to bypass security measures and potentially make irreversible changes. I mean, this is serious, serious stuff. Talking Point Memo, founder Josh Marshall said that he's already been rewriting code at the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. Not only does he have full privileges in the system, but has indeed begun rewriting the code base of this critical system. Somebody over on X posted the guy's name, and Musk canceled his X account. This one reporter says he's been hearing from sources inside the agency who feels there's no one left in the federal government to whom they can report security breaches. This is what I said just a few minutes ago, you know. Under normal circumstances, you'd call the FBI and you'd say, there's some guy here who is not a government official, not a government employee, is not authorized by Congress, doesn't even have a security clearance, and he's tinkering with the code in the Treasury Department. I mean, you know, in fact, this guy says, in normal times, I'd report insider threats to the appropriate security channels inside the government, but there's no one left for me to report them to. Yeah, Trump is taking apart the American government. And in my opinion, on behalf of Vladimir Putin, certainly if it's not, you know, explicitly on behalf of Putin, it's benefiting Putin. Also, Musk revealed that he has killed off the direct file tax program. There's this program, you know, if you live in Norway, for example, and this is true of most full democracies, most European countries, the government calculates your taxes for you. Sends you a letter, says, here's what we think you earned, here's what we think you owe. If this is all right, you don't have to do anything. If there's anything wrong with our numbers, please let us know and we'll fix them. So you don't have to file tax returns. Here in the United States, not only do you have to file tax returns, but it's very, very complicated. And, you know, there's this multi-billion dollar industry that makes a profit filing our tax returns for us. Well, you know, under good Democrats, this was the Biden administration thing, and it goes back to the Obama administration starting this process. They had this thing called direct file, where you could file your taxes with the federal government for free. Now, there's, like I said, a $1 billion industry out here that's really pissed off about this. They want us to continue having to pay them, and so they give a lot of money to the Republican Party to kill this program. Well, Elon Musk just came out and said he just killed the program. He said, in a post on X, unelected government official Elon Musk revealed that he has cut the staff of the IRS that oversaw the system that allows Americans to file their taxes for free. A right-wing MAGA influencer called the direct file tax programs a far-left government-wide computer office that was built by Elizabeth Warren. He claims direct file puts the government in charge of preparing people's tax returns for them. That group has been deleted, Musk said. Right. And finally, last night there was a midnight call on X with two senators, Joni Ernst of Iowa and Mike Lee of Utah, two right-wing senators, and Ramaswamy and Musk, in which Musk called for ending all government regulation. He said, if the government has millions of regulations holding everybody back, well, that's not freedom. We got to restore freedom. Yes, let's turn America into a third world country where the rich people can do anything they want and poor people are just trampled on. I mean, he said, if it's not possible now, it'll never be possible. This is our shot. This is the best hand of cards we're ever going to have. And if we don't take advantage of the best hand of cards, it's never going to happen, so we're going to do it. I mean, this is nuts. This is the deconstruction of the administrative state. You know, what Steve Bannon said he was going to do, Trump was going to do in his first administration, he's actually doing in his second administration. He's taking apart our federal government. So what's on your mind? Tracy in Ohio. Hey, Tracy, what's up?
Good afternoon, Tom. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the situation with the Department of Education. I believe that that's a importance of what's to come of getting rid of the public education. I believe that also there's another way to bust up unions. I believe if they do that, what's to stop them from coming after my union that I'm retired from, the UAW. And I think it goes against the grain, against all working class people, whether you're union or non-union.
I agree. One of the reasons why Republicans hate the Department of Education and public schools in general is because they're unionized. By the way, the workers at the Department of Education are also unionized. There's a federal employees union. But secondly, they know that an educated America, an educated populace, is not going to go for the crazy anti-science, anti-democracy, anti-everything, you know, the nihilistic stuff that they're proposing. And so, you know, they're trying to dumb down America. And frankly, they've been quite successful over the last 40 years. I mean, Reagan made it, you know, you used to be able to go to college for basically free. And Reagan made it very, very expensive. I mean, just in my family, I've got $500,000 worth of student loans among my three kids. This is just crazy stuff. I keep saying that, but I've got to find another phrase. But yeah, I agree, Tracy. They want to destroy the unions and they want to dumb down America. Very, very well said. Thank you, Tracy. Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Brad, what's up?
I think it's going to get a lot worse. I want you to weigh in on what I believe, that Trump is a true nihilist. And the reason I say that is the definition of a true nihilist. They believe in nothing. They have no loyalty to anything or anyone. And the only purpose they have, perhaps, is to destroy. And I think we're looking at something where Trump, he knows he's not long for this earth. I mean, he's advanced age. And being as greedy as he is, if he can't have it all, he wants nobody to have anything a la Hitler's Nero Decree to Albert Speer in March of 1945 to leave Germany a barren wasteland.
Right.
And I'll take your answer off the air.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brad. And I think that Trump has his whole entire life had this massive inferiority complex. And you know, to a large extent, that is because he was inferior. I mean, he wasn't that bright. He had to hire people, or at least this is the story I've read, to take his tests for him in school and stuff like that. His parents didn't want him to go to the hoity-toity prep schools that all their peers did, because then they'd discover, you know, what a dummy he was. So they sent him off to a military academy. He was uncontrollable. His mother didn't want to be around him during the summer, so every summer she went to Scotland, which is where she was from, and, you know, leaving him essentially all alone. It wouldn't surprise me if Elon Musk has a similar past. I heard the other day that every day he was driven by a chauffeur in a Rolls Royce to school, when he lived in, you know, the white apartheid part of South Africa, when he was growing up as a child. These guys have just wild backgrounds that I think are informing their efforts to tear down America. And it's extraordinarily troubling. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Suggestions on how we deal with this. I think, you know, we need to be, number one, doing everything we can to support independent media. That it may well be that independent media is the last thing that's going to survive, that's going to hold this country together.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It was independent media that brought Poland and South Korea back from the brink. We'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We'll be right back. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the mornings. We love this stuff. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call with questions about usage, recipes, ingredients, and you'll speak to a live human being ready to help. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Give them your will. Most of their power comes when you stand still.
10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Always a pleasure talking with you. You know, with all these people that said that they voted for Trump because of the price of eggs, I'm guessing they have egg in their faces right now because they have a hell of a lot more to worry about than just the price of eggs, which is going up, as well as these other things that we go up because of Trump's tariffs.
Yeah, did you see, meanwhile, well, hang on just a second, Michael. It's actually because of bird flu, but did you just see that Waffle House, you know, one of the large users of eggs in the country, just put a 50-cent surcharge on every egg that they serve?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Incredible. And then, but then, besides the tariffs that's going to really be wrecking the economy, what you mentioned about the oligarchy, I got to commend you for that excellent interview you did with Greg Palast, and it pretty much exposed as to what the hell happened on Election Day, that there were many people, not the tens, the hundreds, the thousands, but millions
over 4
of
million
votes that were suppressed or even purged from the voting rolls.
Yep.
And then if people can't understand that, they got to figure out how the hell is it that one of the swing states, Pennsylvania, was called that very night and so swiftly, as opposed to 4 years ago when it took a whole week to get all the votes
counted. Well, I think part of that was because Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, actually cleaned up their voting systems.
I'm sorry?
I think that Pennsylvania got called as quickly as it was because Josh Shapiro cleaned up their voting systems.
But still, when Greg Palast mentioned about the number of votes that were suppressed by the GOP,
it's massive.
Add to that,
it's over 4 million.
And then add to that, Trump holding a rally pre-inauguration, saying that Elon Musk sure knows what to do about computers. He helped me get Pennsylvania. That's an eye opener in itself.
Yeah.
So, as contrary to people saying that, oh, we lost because people decided to stay home and not vote, the reality is that people tried to vote but were knocked off the system, but knocked out of the system.
I still want to know what happened when Trump said, thanks to Elon Musk for helping us with the vote counting computers in Pennsylvania. I suspect that he wasn't just trolling us, that he's actually bragging. But I don't think we're ever going to know. Michael, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Christina in Los Angeles. Hey, Christina, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just want to tell you and your viewers that something is definitely going on with not just Medicaid and Medicare, but actually the SSI and disability payments. I've been on SSI and disability for about 30 years, and it's legitimate. And for the past few years, I've been getting an income of about $1,200, combining those two, and that was my full income. Last month, the payment was only about $600. And so I called and called Social Security, and each time it was 120-minute wait time. I finally got through to a local office, and they said there have been no changes on our end, but they do sign a non-disclosure agreement agreeing not to say anything, you know. I think they really do, NDA. And so anyway, I had no recourse, and I decided to wait till this month to see if I got my full payment. Well, it's past the third, and I'm paid on the first and third, SSI and disability. And this month, I got an $830 deposit, and that's it. So they are, at least with me, they have cut my payments. I was on a Section 8, by the way, for 25 years, and I changed my address, and they said it's a simple address transfer. And so, but I got nothing but a runaround. They kept asking for the same forms to be completed, and I got nowhere, so I lost my Section 8. So they are doing this, and they are in cahoots with the banks.
Yeah.
Because it is a full-scale coup d'etat. It's already been done. And they will crash the economy completely and totally. And it's not just illegal immigrants.
I get it, Christina. And let's not forget that when the economy crashes, that's when billionaires make the most money, because they can buy cheap and ride it back up.
They already have all the money. They control the printing press. They already have the money.
I think Trump's whole tariff thing was a scam. I don't think he ever actually intended to impose those tariffs. I think he did that knowing that it would crash, drive the market down. There was a massive number of shorts on the market, bets against the market, last Friday. Those bets got paid off on Monday morning, and then Trump announced that he's not going to do the tariffs and you know, ride the market back up. I think these guys are manipulating the market, these billionaires, to make even more money. Christina, thank you for the call. Lee in Harwinton, Connecticut. Hey, Lee, what's up? Oh, Lee, I see
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. I you've only got 30 seconds here. Is that enough for you?
Yep.
You can make it quick. Okay.
I think we have an opportunity here to show Fox, Executive Fox Television, exactly what we think of them, and make it a giant political statement calling for a boycott on the Super Bowl.
Is it playing on Fox stations this year?
Yep. Turn your TVs off. You're going to be able to see it a week later.
Yeah. Interesting.
Turn your TVs off. Don't buy the chips. Don't buy the soda. Show them what we think. You got to get their attention. That would get their attention.
Well, that's true. I doubt it's going to work, but I hear your call,
Lee. Let's try it. Anything.
Okay.
Anything.
You got it. I won't watch it, but I generally don't. So, Lee, thank you for the call. Oh, boy. Did you know almost two-thirds of the entire budget of the U.S. Agency for International Development right now is going to Ukraine? You think that might have something to do with why Elon Musk just shut it down? The guy is talking to Russia, right? He is talking to Putin, according to the press reports.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-55.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Trump's executive orders and tariffs. What is that doing to Wisconsin farmers? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Trump administration is putting most employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on leave and has told its employees working overseas to return home. CBS's Sarah Cook has details on a startling turn of events.
Exceptions will be made for those on mission-critical functions, core leadership, and specifically designated programs. For USAID personnel posted overseas, there is a plan with the State Department in the works for the agency to arrange and pay for return travel to the U.S. within 30 days.
And the UN is warning that President Trump's freeze on humanitarian aid will hit Afghan women especially hard. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Kabul.
The situation for women is not just difficult, it's despondent. Since the Taliban swept back into power, girls over the age of 12 have been barred from public educations, women have been excluded from most jobs, and every day